ready to do your presentation?
Can't hear you.
Sorry, can I have Eddie raise his hand? He's a co-presenter. Eddie? Come on, Eddie, don't wanna go solo. There you are, buddy. All right. Super. Before we get started, I just wanted to answer a technical question that's been coming in. We are not voting for board ratifications in the meeting today. It is on the worldwide voting this after the meeting. Okay. Okay. So, Eddie, could you bring up the slides?
Certainly.
Great.
How's that?
Perfect. Just if people know, I'm Brad L. I'm the current chair of the NAME study, and this is Eddie, a longstanding member, and we're going to be presenting. Go ahead and start us off, Eddie.
Well, thank you, Brad. Well, hello. I'm Eddie M. I became a fellow traveler around 1998, and I've been volunteering my time on the last bits and pieces here of the NAME study committee. What follows is a brief overview of 2 years of work consisting of two surveys with over 11,000 responses and input from two town halls. Hello. Sorry. So, got a little wonky. Got to get the gallery out of my view. Okay. Established in 2022, the NAME Study Committee explored changing the fellowship's name, logo, acronym, and other identifying marks to include dysfunctional families. The takeaway from the first survey. On a scale of 1 to 5, it ranked important at 4. The fellowship communicates inclusivity in the name. About 1 in 4 said they delayed entering the ACA program because of the name. Of those who delayed, about 80% identified the word alcoholics, most likely because they did not come from an alcoholic family or did not self-identify as an alcoholic. Question 6 asked if the fellowship name should be changed. 40% agreed. 22% did not, and 38% were unsure. Question 7 asked about the willingness to remove the word alcoholics from the fellowship name to improve inclusivity. 58% agreed. They said moving the word alcoholics from the fellowship name would improve inclusivity. 23% said it would not, and 19% were unsure. Question 8, respondents were asked to rank in order of preference their choice for the fellowship name. And again, this is the first survey. Adult children of dysfunctional families ranked first. Adult children of alcoholics and dysfunctional families ranked second. Adult children of dysfunctional and alcoholic families ranked third, while keeping the name the same, ranked last. Question 9 asked for write-ins, name suggestions, and the data here tells a story. About 80% of the respondents did not offer additional names for consideration. The survey itself received 1,219 responses for name suggestions. About 175 of those entries were for Adult Children Anonymous. I mean, that was the name with the most submissions for write-ins. Practicality-wise, that represented 2.5% of the total survey respondents, or if you just look at those who answered this question, it was only 14% of that population. It is my interpretation that this slide sells this story. The majority of the respondents in the first survey felt it wasn't necessary to contribute additional names. On to you, Brad.
Okay, and on to the second survey. Before we get there, I just wanted to remind people who may not be familiar with the name study that this was created out of a ballot motion of the 2022 ABC, primarily because there seemed to be a recurring theme of people disqualifying themselves because they saw themselves as an adult child from a dysfunctional family and not an adult child of an alcoholic. And then they never made it to recovery. So this was all about exploring what could be done with that. So the 2024 name study survey, the second one, this had over 4,000 responses from 67 countries in 9 different languages. Next slide. Okay, the purpose of the first survey was really different from the purpose of the second survey. How did they differ? The first survey was open. There were lots of choices already loaded on the survey, and it was completely open to add any name that anybody that took the survey wanted. And there were 7,000 responses to the first survey. The second survey tried to move the whole study forward. How did it do that? It narrowed it down to the top 3 choices from the fellowship that they chose on the first survey. You know, it was not intended to be a platform to propose additional choices or choose none of the above. Rather, it posed the question, do you prefer any of the top fellowship choices or prefer to keep the existing name? As this is what the question that's going to face the delegates today, do you prefer to have the top fellowship choice or keep the existing name? So we tried to simulate that the best we could as we move things forward to the second survey. Next. What about Adult Children Anonymous? Why was it not included on the first survey? Well, Adult Children Anonymous was not included as a list of choice in the first survey because of the purpose of the committee set out by the 22 ABC delegates was to communicate inclusion of dysfunctional family. The genesis of the name study was to address the problem that some adult children disqualified themselves after simply hearing the name because they came from a dysfunctional but not a family with alcoholism. These adult children probably didn't make it to a meeting or the website where this motion might have been dispelled. Consequently, the study was undertaken to find a name that would communicate inclusion to someone from a dysfunctional but not an alcoholic family by simply hearing that name without any further explanation. The committee discussed Adult Children Anonymous 4 times in an 8-plus-month period with different members present at each discussion. And the group conscience always came to the same conclusion. The addition of anonymous indicates it was a 12-step program, but the removal of all other descriptive information that might explain what adult children are to someone not familiar with that term does not communicate inclusion of those coming from a dysfunctional family, and it doesn't even communicate inclusion from those coming from an alcoholic family. Consequently, the potential newcomer would need to understand that adult child concept or do research on what adult child means in this concept in order to truly understand the Adult Children Anonymous name. Next. It's understandable that some very much wanted Adult Children Anonymous because it preserved the ACA acronym. But it assumed the newcomer can just do some research of what an adult child means. However, the potential newcomer that is already disqualifying themselves have shown they don't do research, such as check the literature or go to the website. This is because adult children tend to be rigid thinkers and have been disqualifying themselves their whole lives. All of this information I'm sharing with you is what the group conscience of the name study came to 4 different times. The purpose of the name study was to find a name that would communicate inclusion to the potential newcomer, because if they don't disqualify themselves by just hearing the name, then they can have possibly begin that journey of recovery. Each group conscious concluded that Adult Children Anonymous did not address the newcomer disqualification problem, nor did it meet the purpose set by the delegates to communicate inclusion. So four plus times decided that it just shouldn't be included in the survey because it didn't meet the minimum requirements set out. Next. We talked about it. It did receive some write-in votes, but it was only 2.5%. And most importantly, we're a group of volunteers doing our best to follow the traditions. That's why we had so many group consciences. We can't please everyone, and some members have let us know, some quite strongly, and some, I'll just put it plainly, some pretty unkind terms. We ask that everyone just show courtesy to all the name study team that has worked so diligently for the last couple of years. Next. So under the second survey, so this shows that most respondents were in the program from 1 to 5 years, followed by less than a year. Next. Second survey, about 70% from the U.S., followed by U.K. and so forth. Next. Okay, so let's get into the names. Adult Children of Alcoholics and Dysfunctional Families was voted by the fellowship as the top name. This is followed by Adult Children of Dysfunctional Families, and then Adult Children of Dysfunctional and Alcoholic Families, and keeping the name came in last. Next. So the next questions have to do with that acronym. Acronyms for Adult Children of Dysfunctional Families, ACDF was the top. Next. For Adult Children of Alcoholics and Dysfunctional Families, which was the top name chosen by the fellowship, was ACAD, A-C-A-D. Next. And for Adult Children of Dysfunctional and Alcoholic Families, ACDA was the top choice. Next. Okay, the next two questions have to do with the implementation and cost. So implementation of a new name might take 5 years or more, and it's going to incur both legal and publishing costs. The cost of implementing a name change is estimated at $24,000 annually, or 5 years, or about around $120,000. This would require approximately 26% of the available funds not already allocated to various areas like prudent reserves, international literature, and so forth. Would this be acceptable cost to you to change the name? And 61% said yes, that would be acceptable to them. Next. Okay. The WSO has a prudent reserve as well as savings. If the cost of the name change exceeds the annual net income, is it acceptable to take a shortfall from savings? And 61% said yes, it is acceptable to take shortfall from savings. And let's go to the next slide. So what is the motion? What is this all about? What is the name study recommending? So we have the results from the survey, and I'll say it may not be your favorite result, or maybe it is your favorite result, but it is the fellowship's choice. So, and it's understandable that people will be disappointed that they may have not gotten their first choice, but we abide by group conscience on here. So So we're talking about that what it is to submit to ACA registered groups, meetings, in-groups, and regions for approval to change the functional name of the fellowship to Adult Children of Alcoholics and Dysfunctional Families, ACAD, the top choice from the survey. So what do we mean by functional name? Because this is really important. The functional name and or acronym is intended to be used on WSO websites, literature, WSO signage, communications, and merchandise. The legal name Adult Children of Alcoholics World Service Organization is not to be changed and is to be used wherever the legal name is required. Implementation determined by WSO. If the motion receives substantial unanimity by the group, 66% of the voting groups, the implementation process will begin. So let's just do an
gentle 1 minute, Brad.
Thanks. So let's just do an overview here. We started with thousands of individuals that did the surveys, getting their input. We narrowed it down, going to a second survey. We got their responses. And now what we're looking at here is bringing it to the fellowship. If the conference approves today, then the question goes to all the registered groups. Why are we being so thorough and so eventful in this? It's a big, big decision. And we want to be as in touch as we can. So it's
gentle time.
Perfect. I'm at the end. So I'll take it. So that's it. I think we're doing a Q&A and discussion, right?
Yeah, I think the thing is we're due for a break right almost perfectly right now at 4:10. And I think we could do questions and answers after the break. But I think it would be best to do the second, do we have a second on the motion that was just presented? So is there any delegate that would second the motion? And Webb, 0118, Abraham? And can you unmute Abraham? Ask him to unmute.
Yeah, I'd second that motion.
Okay. Thank you for the second, Abraham. And so we are due for a break at 4:10, so... And it's a 15-minute break, so we'll come back at 4 and ask questions on this motion. And THA0010, Brian.
Hey, I'm Brian. I'm from Thailand. And I really appreciate Brad showing all of the data. It makes it so that if whatever decision we come to, I'm more willing to accept it. I have to say one time, though, we're still crazy to change the logo. ACA is the logo. ACA is the brand. We've spent so much time, effort, energy into branding that ACA for over the years and years and years. The best example I got, you guys remember the Big Eight before the year 2000? I dare you to name the Big Four right now. They've changed their names over and over and over again. Now it's so messed up and the marketing's so messed up, they're even hard to find. The other one's KFC. I'll probably run out of time because they knew it was an old name, but they just focused on the acronym. They could care less what the name stood for, and they've done very well since they relaunched and stuff. So thank you very much. Pass.
I'll just say to that the ACAD logo could be made very similar to the ACA with the triangle, keeping the additional ACA and just adding a D. So we've looked at that. But thanks for your question.
And GA020, Laura?
Yes, thank you. I just really love the history of how ACA was formed. It came from, an Al-Anon meeting. Anyway, it just that it intimately developed from AA, Al-Anon. And so I'm just very grateful that alcoholic stayed in the name. To me, that honors the history. And as someone who is a child of an alcoholic, sometimes I feel like I'm getting excluded because, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for children of alcoholics. And now, I don't know. So I'm just grateful that it didn't just turn into, if I'm understanding correctly, I'm just glad it has alcoholics in the name, not just dysfunctional families. Cause to me, I feel like it doesn't honor the history of why we have this program. So with that, I'll pass.
Thank you.
Thank you, Laura. And IG599. Jim?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot, Brad. And yeah, it was really helpful. And I'm really glad this is, or I hope this gets done finally. And I really kind of wanted it to be just dysfunctional or something like that, because like the alcohol part kind of threw me off when I first heard of adult children of alcoholics. I knew my family was really sick, but not so much like alcohol is just one of a million problems. But also I'm glad the alcoholic part's in there, because just dysfunction, I think when people hear that, it really annoys me, because it's like, well, like it's so, so a term that gets thrown around by itself, like, oh, well, every family's dysfunctional, ha ha. You know, so for me, it's like really crucial, like either to say severely dysfunctional or like, but by putting alcoholism in there also, I think that really highlights, you know, we're not just talking some random, you know, fun, laughing matter. Thanks.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, Jim. Web 0473, Mike.
Hi, Mike. Adult child. Thank you, Brad, for the presentation. So I have a point and a question. My point is, I just looked at the Big Red Book, and on the very front of it says adult children of alcoholics / dysfunctional families. So I'm not sure what the issue is there. My question is, with the possibility of changing the name, which I think is all more inclusive we can be, the better, with the possibility of changing the name, but having the WSO, having to keep the ACA name, are we concerned that there's going to be confusion, especially for new people, that the WSO has a different name than the actual fellowship? Hope that it has.
Thanks, Mike. WSO would not have a different name than the actual fellowship. It is just the massive cost and labor savings of not changing the legal name. So everywhere except for legal documents, you would see the functional name. So, but in order to change the legal name, that you change every contract, all this type of stuff, it's just a great cost savings to do that. So there would not be any confusion on that. And I would also say, for people that are thinking that maybe they could craft and change the name a little bit today, we're really, the motion is really looking at, Are we sending the FET Fellowship's top name to the meetings to consider or not? I don't think I included that in the presentation. I wanted to clarify. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you. Intergroup 70, Karen.
Hi, can you all hear me?
Yes.
Okay. First of all, I would like to contest the idea that the name change survey established a group conscience of the fellowship on this. I have a great deal of respect for the work done, and I'm very impressed with the turnaround from the survey, large numbers of people that participated. I would just contest that constitutes a real group conscience of the fellowship, which is a separate conversation. The other thing is, I have a question for clarification. If I'm understanding the report correctly, we are likely to pay about $120,000 for the entirety of the functional name change, which does not include the actual legal name change, which would not be happening. I would just like to request clarification that I'm understanding that correctly. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you weren't understanding that correctly, but the legal name will only be used on legal documents. The functional name will be the front-facing name to the fellowship. And remember, the genesis of this item was to communicate inclusion and people that just disqualify themselves. So that's what we're talking about here. And anybody was invited to come to the name study as long as they were a fellowship member. And this is the best process we could do. Thousands of responses and surveys. We're going to hitting the conference today, and we're going to hit the meetings, and just trying to be the absolute reach as many people as possible. Thanks for your question.
Thank you. Web 0897, Sam.
Welcome, fellow travelers. It's an honor to be here for the first time. I'm going to express a minority opinion. It's not an objection. It's my personal view. I'm also looking at it from a marketing perspective, having marketing implications. Popularity of names don't last forever. Companies are constantly rebranding themselves. And so are organizations, even volunteer organizations. So my first thought that came to me was, hey, one thing we all share in common, all across the board, 100%, is trauma. We all have trauma in our backgrounds. We're all healing from trauma. So I'm saying, why not call ourselves Trauma Survivors Anonymous, TSA? And that's a good brand. I mean, they're not perfect, but it's a good brand. It's well-respected, it's well-regarded. Thank you. I'll stop there.
Yeah, thanks so much, Sam. I would say that not everybody got their favorite name. We try to make it as open as possible. It's not about any one individual's favorite name. It's trying to collect it from the thousands of surveys and just do our best to do that, and let the delegates decide, let the groups decide, and you know, just turn it over for, you know, group conscience, a higher power. So that's all I can say about that. Thank you.
Thank you. Web 0310, George G.
And my name is George Adelchild. I give thanks to my high power for what it has given to me, what it has taken from me, and what I've been left. Let's bring it back to the solution. And the solution says we're a spiritual program, a program coming from love, and inclusive, not exclusive, allows that. Thank you to the delegates and all those that have participated in giving their feedback. And I think, yes, we have to be inclusive, and certainly we are adult children of alcoholic and or dysfunctional families, so I certainly support the adding of the word dysfunction, because we want the hand of our program. I want the hand of the program that was there for me to be given to others. May our higher power lead us as we look to our hearts, and thank you once again for allowing me to share.
NJ139, Jeanette T.
Hi. I hope that I am not reiterating anything that anybody else shared previously, because I know that I'm not supposed to do that. So I'm going to try and be very careful how I phrase this in regards to what my question is. And that's more for clarity as me, to me as a delegate. Is there ever a circumstance like this name study where the committee might say, you know what, maybe this research and even the feedback is kind of outside of our scope of understanding, and it'd be best if we brought in a professional research thing in order to do what is potentially best for the greater good? That's more of a question about things in general, not necessarily, and it's more from my understanding, so I know how to vote best representing my group.
Hey, Jeanette, thanks so much for that question. And it was considered. With the addition of the data analysis committee and people on it whose professions are dealing with data, we worked with them to try to get the best data we could on this. And, you know, it was just not going to probably, it was probably going to be a non-starter to cut contract due to a huge contract for potentially changing the name and then have more fees on top of that. So I really feel like we did the best we can in the circumstances. And I think we've gotten some good information here, and we can just go with it as a fellowship, whichever direction the delegates and groups decide. I think we're all fine with that in the name study.
Thank you. CA218 Crystal P.
Hi, Crystal and Jolt Child here. In my experience, Strength and Hope, the new era that we are living in, bringing in the word dysfunction is hitting a broad scope of people's issues. And in my home group that I'm representing, and even in my step study group, a lot of the people I know in recovery come from a large variety of dysfunctional backgrounds, and they do not all include alcohol. And I really think that the health and the wealth of giving to our community is that we, you know, include some kind of that word dysfunction somewhere. I'm okay with whatever we end up as a majority voting in, but I really am excited about it. And I also was very excited, and I read all of the literature as it came through as people were voting, to see so many people voting all over the world. Thank you.
Thanks, Crystal. Yeah, a lot of people in the name study it just wanted anybody, you know, that disqualified themselves to have the opportunity for recovery, because, you know, we were all in different places in a recovery, but all of us, our lives were better for it. It was better than before. And, you know, recovery in 12 steps, we know isn't it for everybody, but if they know they are welcome here, and they can work their recovery, and it can succeed or not succeed as best as us.
CA1006, Carol C.
Yes. I thank you for all your hard work, and I know it's been a lot of, I don't know how you figured it out, but anyhow, I'm glad that if we get that written that way, that at least ACA is in there. ACAD doesn't sound real good. I know a lot of people coming into ACA don't realize that there is alcoholism in their family, and I think 99% of the people in this country whose families have been here very long have alcoholism back there somewhere. And they actually find out once they're in here that this is a fact. I have friends who have done that, came in because they needed the program, but they didn't think they had any alcoholism. I didn't know my grandfather and my mother's side and my uncles were alcoholics. I did not know, because they didn't get drunk and fall down and beat people like my father. But I came in because I was an alcoholic. I'm not an alcoholic because my father was an alcoholic, because I was a child of an alcoholic. And so if you just put it on the literature,
gentle
slash dysfunctional families on all the literature without changing the acronym, if that's what that's called, I would be very happy. Thank you.
Thanks, Carol. You know, I would say,
Brad, I just want to interrupt here. I think the presenters should only answer direct questions.
That's fine.
So if there's a direct question, then yeah.
Sure. Thanks, Marcus. I can do that.
Thank you. And PA 0174, buddy.
Hey, I'm Buddy. I have a direct question, but let me first ask or state, it seems to me like we're trying to fix something that ain't broken. Our website, my big red book, my SMR, my yellow workbook, everything already says on it, adult children of alcoholics / dysfunctional families. You keep saying this will change the functional name. Can you tell me where even is the functional name used? Because everything I see already says alcoholics / dysfunctional families. I can't find this functional name you refer to. Where is that at? Other than legal documents. Thank you.
Sure. I'd be happy to explain that. You know, basically, even with it all on the big red book and so forth, the survey showed that 1 in 4 people still were delaying. And where is that happening? It is happening, I think, in the conversations when people call it adult children of alcoholics, because a lot of people don't call it adult children of alcoholics and dysfunctional families. Inside the books and so forth. Yeah, and where would this functional name be used? Where it says in all the books, adult children of alcoholics, it would be changed, and on all the merchandise and the site and the signage. Thank you. Marcus, you're muted if you're calling on someone.
Sorry. Yep. Thank you. IG 558, Adelina.
Hi, Adelina here.
Gentle time.
I'm so sorry. 2 computers. yes, I wanted to ask the $120,000. What are they about, Brad? Can you please explain?
Sure. There are some legal fees like trademarks and so forth, but you know, eventually it's going to have to go to the reset, the paste up, all the organizations of redoing the books, and so forth, to include everywhere it says adult children of alcoholics, adult children of alcoholics and dysfunctional families. And, you know, we may think we have 5 books, but we don't. We have so many more because there's so many more languages and so forth. So trademarks and publishing are going to be what that money is expected to be used for.
Okay, and that's, unfortunately, is our 20 minutes. We're all over 20 a little bit for discussion, questions, and answers. And so we will now go in, and a poll will be taken, and it will be, you know, in favor of this motion as presented, and I want it to send to worldwide online voting. I am in favor of this motion, but would like a minor changes. And I am in favor of deferring action to a future meeting. And I am in favor of this motion, and here it is. So, in favor of this motion and abstain. Yes, 2 minutes. That's it. Yes. So I'm in favor of this motion as presented and what it sent to worldwide online voting. 47 votes, 68.12%. So that's over 60%. I am in favor of this motion, but would like minor changes. One vote, 1.45%. I am in favor of deferring action to a future meeting. Seven votes, 10.14%. I am not in favor of this motion. 14 votes, 20.29%. And I am in favor of this motion as presented and what it sent to worldwide online voting wins with 68.12% of the vote. So this will go to worldwide online voting for the final vote. And you all, and be sure you all vote in that worldwide online vote as well. And so that finishes this poll.